This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Mike Mathis, Macoupin County Circuit Clerk. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
Mike, we're going to talk today about legal matters that are handled by the Circuit Clerk's office here in Macoupin County. And if you could, maybe we'll talk just a little bit about your responsibilities are quite varied and talk a little bit about what all is entailed with a circuit clerk.
Sure. I'm going to tell you, the main thing is our offices at the courthouse. And we have three separate offices. The first one, which is on the ground level, is Traffic and Criminal Division, and that's exactly what they handle. Criminal felonies, criminal misdemeanors, and all traffic offenses and conservation tickets and ordinance violations, things of that sort. And then on the second floor, one floor up, we have the Probate Division and the General Division. The Probate Division handles cases like small claims. They handle juvenile cases, which are divided into three areas. They do the orders of protection, things of that nature. And in the General Division, they do divorces, tax cases, chancery cases, things of that nature, lawsuits. So each office has its own special area that they take care of. And of course, the day-to-day operation varies by what's filed in and what's going into court. So at any time, we could have a court case involving any one of those divisions, which is pretty extensive. So it's a varied office and really, I think, a lot of fun to work in. And you get to help a lot of people.
And you also, in addition to those, have other responsibilities. Things like passports come through a circuit clerk's office, as well as juries.
Right. The passport thing was started long before I was there. And we do it as a courtesy more than anything else to help people facilitate, and it's centrally located. And as long as they get there by 4 o'clock, we usually can process it within a half an hour. And they do the regular passport or the visa, either one. And we kind of work them through the how to do it. Usually it's a good idea to call them first, see exactly what you're going to need, or just stop by, one or the other. It makes it go a lot quicker. But yeah, we enjoy doing that. And so that's something kind of a unique service there. Most of the time that's done in post offices. I think, I'm not for sure, but I think in Macoupin County you can still get it at the Staunton Post Office. And I know you can still get it at the Litchfield Post Office. So that's just a unique thing that was done started long before I got there, but we continued to do it as a service to the people of Macoupin County.
And then jury selection and jury duty, that's under your auspices as well. And you had a few changes in that came up through state law this year as well.
Right. The interesting thing about that, when they were doing that, they didn't actually contact any of the clerks about that. So they did a couple of revisions, I think. But what it did is they wanted to raise the amount that are paid to jurors. And I believe the amount they settled on was $25 for the first day you show up, and that's usually the jury selection day. And then $50 thereafter for every day you actually serve after that, which is a lot more than what we were paying. We were paying $15 a day, plus mileage, though. We did pay mileage, and I think that was around 44 cents a mile, something like that. We also, if you were on a jury, selected to serve on a jury, we would have some kind of small, like, continental breakfast for you. And then also we would pay for your lunch or supper meals, depending on how long you were there. Those things, with the new prices, might be discontinued. So where state of Illinois probably came up with a good idea, I don't think it was researched enough to find out what each county did. So people might not get paid as much, or it might cost them more to be on the jury, even with this new amount, than it would have if we just would have left ours the way it was. But, you know, we're going to do what the law says. Just have to cut out some of the fringes.
Now, I think when we had discussed this when that first came out, this is going to apply, though, to civil juries, not to criminal cases?
It was my understanding, but they're still fine-tweaking it. Even though they've got it passed, they might be doing some amendments to it. But it was mostly when it first started for civil cases, and it did call for, I think, a 6 or 12-person jury. So we'll see.
We've talked about some of the responsibilities of the office, and like many things, statistics are always kept. Anymore, we have statistics on everything.
Sure.
Your office keeps statistics as well. You have, you go and look at everything that goes on in the year, be it criminal felonies, misdemeanors, mm-hmm. juvenile cases, lawsuits, traffic, and you get a reading as to maybe the felonies are up or maybe the traffic tickets that were issued
sure.
are up, but yet those numbers don't quite maybe match what's really going on. Could you explain that? Say we have here, you were up 10 felonies from 2013.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But really that may not be that there was actually 10 more. And why would that be?
Well, first of all, there's over probably 24 different types of cases that we handle. I'm not sure the exact number. And when you're talking about criminal felonies, this if you went from last year, in the year before 2013 and 2014, criminal felonies were at 196. Then they went to 206. So we had plus 10. But you always have cases that are still left over for one reason or another. Ongoing cases that some have never went to trial yet. Some they're still pleading on. Some have fines or fees or restitution that they're still paying on. So those things continue to be acted upon every year. So when we say, yeah, we're up 10, we had 206 cases, that's probably nothing to the 10, 20,000 that were still ongoing. It's just a process. And to give you an example, the easiest case I can give you for an example would be a divorce case. A man and woman get married, and they end up getting a divorce, and they have a one-year-old child. They work out everything that they can possibly work out. That case keeps coming back for one reason or another. They want more child support, or the visitation has to change. So you fast forward and you think, well, when the child reaches 18, so it's 17 years later, that they're done with it. No, because they didn't provide for continuing education and how that's going to be worked out between the two ex-spouses. So you have a divorce case, you get the divorce, you can get it in a week if you wanted, you know. And so you file for it, and you have a hearing, and you get divorced, and you think you got everything covered. And then 18 years later, we're still working on that case for something of the boy or girl's going to go to college or trade school, and who's going to pay for what. So it's always great when we get cases that are done and over with, and we have plenty of storage for those. And we're still working on getting some of those, you know, put online, digitalized them. But in the meantime, we have a lot of records, you know, that we still continue with and have to keep just in case, you know, on hand. So you're right. If you've ever been in any of the divisions, which I know you have, Rick, you see a lot of record cases and things like that. The good thing is, I think, for the clerk's office and for the general public, is that a couple of years ago we began actually scanning those cases in as we're doing them. And so that's going to make it a lot easier in the future for space-wise, that we won't have to hold on to those records, that we'll have a document that we can print off and have the whole case for you in seconds without having to store it for years.
I was going to ask you, because I remember way back when I started this job, it used to be, you know, digital was not allowed. Is that starting to lax up now as far as digital, or do you still have to keep that paper copy?
Yeah, I'm probably one of the worst for wanting to keep a hold of that paper product. There's a certain thing. I'll put it this way. I know you do research, Rick, and when you go back and you can hold that paper and know that someone you knew or someone that was in your family way back when held that paper too, and there's their actual signature. That's a lot different than it is when you just, you know, look at it and you print it out on a printing thing. I still understand, because of the amount of paper we use doing that kind of process, And we do destroy some records every year that are no longer of any consequence. They're finished. But it's still nice to have that in your hand. I know you like that from the genealogy. So there's certain records that you never destroy, and certain records that you can. You know, there'd be no use to keep a traffic ticket for years, or for small claims done and over with. That would be okay to get rid of. But the others, you know, kind of protective of those.
Noticed in some of your findings that traffic violations were up 878. Why would that be such an increase? Was that due to new laws or something like that? I noticed that you had a great increase in traffic.
Right. If you go back, and I'm trying to think how many years ago it was, but I can remember when we were getting like 10,000 traffic violations. I just think it's went down quite a bit, and in some years it does go up, and that is a lot based on, I think the previous year was just a little over 4,000, then it went up to 4,900. There's no rhyme or reason for it. I think it's just it just depends on what's going on. You know, is there more speeders now? I don't know, but I don't see that as a big trend. It just, maybe there was more police officers on the road this year than there were in years past. They were able to hire more officers, whatever.
Special details that they have sometimes.
Sure. Yeah. So I think those things drive it up a little bit. And if you take that 800 or 900, you know, and the number of police officers we have by month, that's not a lot. You know, each officer maybe writes a couple extra tickets a month. So
now you were talking about digital, and we're going to talk about digital here for a minute. And it's something, at least recently, you can do. You have through the web, go to your website on the internet, and people can look up cases that are going on, and I guess now you can also check on appearance or something like that as well?
Sure, everything. If you go to Macoupin County Circuit Clerk, and you look at that website, you see a picture of me frowning for some reason. They took it in the sun. But anyway, and you go over to the right-hand side, and it'll say court case search. And you go to that, and that's Judici. And it's self-explanatory. It's a tutorial on there, and it tells you. You put in the last name and a comma and then the first name and the county that you want to search, which would be Macoupin. And all the cases for that person will come up. And then you just hit on the case, and it'll tell you. It shows disposition or whatever, what the fines are and how much they're paying. So it's a great thing, and that's done on most of our new cases coming in now, you know, and including divorces and things like that. So it's not just criminal or traffic violations. It's all the cases. But it's right there to search. And on that website, Judici, you can search, I think, 61 counties. So counties around us are on that, and you just have to put in the right county, and you can search there too.
Yeah, I've noticed they're adding more counties.
Yes, mm-hmm. As the company gets them, they put more on there. So it's a great thing. It's a good thing for people to look up stuff, and it's a great help for law enforcement and the clerk.
Mike, thanks for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Hey, Rick, thank you very much for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.